We didn't know when we was boys, we'd had to cut it out 3 and 4 feet, you know, apart.
Mm-hmm.
Cut it out, you know, had to have air between it, we thought, you know. You know, old time folk.
Well, that made it easier to get in there and chop weeds and things, yeah, didn't it? Yeah. You got a little air in there. Where did you store your corn? Did you have a special building for storage?
Uh-huh. We had big barns.
Uh-huh. And what?
Big barns, stalled, you know. Uh-huh. Built where we'd stop up, scoop it in.
Uh-huh. Did you call those anything special?
Huh?
Did you call those anything special?
No, we just called it barn.
Huh?
It's a common old word.
Did you have any buildings for storing other grain?
No, I never did. I didn't raise none of the soil grain.
Uh-huh.
If we did, we just cut the heads and put it in just kind of like we did our corn, you know, in the uh-huh. same kind, just scoop it in the same kind of barn.
Uh-huh.
Didn't thrash it. There wasn't any thrashers here until the last about 5 years.
Is that right?
There been thrashers here. They'd combine this maize and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have them. They had them in the west, but they never hadn't got none down in here.
What did you do with your oats?
We didn't raise much oats. What oats we raised, we baled them. Just baled them like hay.
Uh-huh. And then fed them that way, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oats, hay, and all.
Uh-huh. You mentioned the barn for your corn. Did you have another barn for your cattle?
Mm-hmm. We had sheds, big sheds, fed out in another place.
Uh-huh.
The cattle didn't go down. The barn was down in the field, you know, where we raised the corn. And we had outside, kind of, we had big sheds for our cattle.
Uh-huh. Where, you mentioned hay. Where did you keep that?
Well, we had hay barns, you know.
Uh-huh.
Places built just like this one out here.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have stacks of hay?
Stacks uh-huh. in the field. Yeah, we used to stack our peanut hay and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Just stack it around the pole, you know.
Uh-huh. Just put up a pole and then stack it around?
Just uh-huh. round and round. Great big one.
That was peanuts?
Mm-hmm. Peanut hay, corn, all together, you know. And when we get ready to, I had a grinder up there, you know, one of these big hammer men.
Uh-huh.
And we'd go down and get a stack of that hay, and then we'd put about 10, 20 bushels of corn with that stack of hay and grind it. And I had a separate place, I called it a little barn, you know, it blowed that in that barn.
Uh-huh.
Then we'd feed out of that with tubs.
Uh-huh.
Hay, peanuts and hay, ground peanut hay and corn. Put about 10 or 15 bushels of corn with that much hay. And made a good feed, you know.
Well, I bet that made fat cattle.
Oh, good cattle. We had good cattle.
Now, you mentioned putting this hay and the peanut hay around this big pole. Did you make little piles in the field first?
No, we make about, you know, we had frames we hauled on, a big frame that hauled maybe a ton of
uh-huh.
that loose stuff. We just throw it on that and haul it up there and feed it into that there
uh-huh.
hammer mill.
Uh-huh.
You know, we could grind that just as fast as a man could put it over there.
Uh-huh.
That was the last years we farmed, you know. I'm talking about one of the last.
Uh-huh. How did you make hay at first?
Well, we had the first hay machine we had was a thing you pull with mules, a big pole in it. And it went around and around, you know, and it'd come around a certain place, it'd plunge, you know, and I'd let back and cram some more hay in.
Mm-hmm.
And another place, it'd plunge again, cram a little hay in. And that's the way we made hay.
That made bales, huh?
That made bales.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's the first baler we had, is the mm-hmm. old plunger kind.
What'd you do before you had a baler?
Just stacked it out loose, piles over it.
Uh-huh.
That's all we could do.
And then take the piles and put them in the big pile?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any special word for the little piles?